Fiona Kelly is here again with It Says in the Papers.
The phrase U-turn features in the lead headlines in the Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mail in relation to their reports on the government's decision yesterday to provide accommodation to families instead of single men at a centre in Carlow. This follows a similar reversal in Ballinrobe, County Mayo earlier this week. For its lead story, the Irish Times reports that Gardaí have yet to identify the man who was found dead on Andrew Street in Dublin on Tuesday morning. A Garda hunt for money, which it's thought that former solicitor and property developer Michael Lynn has hidden in a number of locations, generates the lead story in the Irish Independent. The 55-year-old is due to be sentenced on Monday on 10 counts of stealing just under €18 million from six financial institutions. Saved from lorry tomb, that's the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mirror. Over a report on how the 14 people who were found on board a trailer which arrived into Rosslare Europort this week escaped suffocation by cutting a hole in the refrigerated trailer they were travelling in. The not very pleasant sight of a young man urinating on Harbour Court, the laneway in Dublin, which has been shut down because of antisocial behaviour, features in a picture on the front of today's Irish Daily Star. The Belfast Telegraph and Irish News both lead with details surrounding the killing of Kevin Conway, who was shot dead in Belfast on Tuesday. The Irish Sun runs with the lead story, speculating on who's likely to take over the 9 o'clock slot on Radio 1. According to Ken Sweeney's story, which is dubbed as exclusive, Oliver Callan has turned down the gig and Baz Ashmawi has ruled himself out of the running. Former Today FM host Dermot Whelan was also being suggested as a contender, but he's quoted saying that he hasn't been approached. Sweeney reports that the new host is expected to be named this week. Elsewhere this morning, the BT Young Scientists exhibition receives lots of coverage. Anne O'Donoghue from Coláiste the Cullum in Ballincollig in Cork is pictured on the front of The Independent. After her experience of being groomed online, Anne has developed an app to help children detect if they're talking to adults who are pretending to be children. And in her colour piece in today's Times, Miriam Lord observes how the annual exhibition, where the country's brightest youths dazzle the nation with their brilliance, always attracts lots of politicians who are keen to bask and benefit in their reflected glow. With the plethora of elections in the pipeline, Lord writes, there was a greater sense of urgency about them yesterday as they prowled the aisles. A number of today's papers give coverage to US talk show host Conan O'Brien's visit to Ireland, where he's filming a show and tweeting his way around the country. Yesterday, he visited Loch Nan's Butchers in Loch Ray, which has been in business since 1934, where he sampled some of their famous sausages. Waterford is the only destination named in a New York Times list of 52 places to visit in 2024. That's in the Times. And the Examiner has a story about two female members of a South African tribe in Ireland at the moment who are appealing to President Michael D. Higgins to ensure that a warrior stick owned by their ancestors, which is in storage in the National Museum, is returned to their country. Also in the Examiner, there's a picture of celebrity architect Hugh Wallace inside a phone box in Cork. Owen English reports that Ayr plans to replace all the old phone boxes with kiosk-style digital payphones. And finally, there's a nice picture story in today's Mail about Kerry couple Ger and Margaret Walsh, who marked their recent 50th wedding anniversary by dressing up in their wedding day outfits. Former schoolteacher, mother of two and grandmother, Margaret, wore the woven dress she bought in Blarney Woolen Mills, while retired truck driver Ger wore the same three-piece suit, shoes and tie he wore on their wedding day back in December 1973.
I'm impressed that the clothes still fit 50 years on. Congratulations to them.